Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Extraordinaire, yeah, the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Chris Jasper. Thank you so much for honoring us. And be sure, family, to purchase his new hit single, Lord Have Mercy, The Love That You Give. Upcoming, his new 15th solo album, Dance With You. So, man, it's definitely a beautiful experience as we move closer to the weekend. My goodness, so many things to talk about, so many things to get into. And be sure, family, to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and also on Facebook. And no need to fear, the Teddy Bear will give you all the necessary pertinent information. But moving on to bigger and better things, Lord Have Mercy, singer, songwriter from the platinum-selling group Total, with her new hit single, I Can Only Be Speaking About One Person, Kima. Sounds good. As we have a pleasure of having her, of course, in the Zone, celebrating her new hit single, Love Me Back. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented and captivating Kima, my queen. How have you been doing?
I've been great. I can't complain. How you been?
I'm doing wonderful. And thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the support.
You know what?
I need all I can get.
You have been a very busy young lady, my love. Everywhere I look around, you're everywhere in social media.
That's good.
And people are they're showing so much love for the new single. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel empowered. It's always, you know, of course, you know, I tend to answer the question before I ask. No, Total has, I mean, we're not doing shows together, you know, and Total as a group, we kind of have this thing, but there's love and there's sisterhood. And I've just always wanted to do my own project, you know, just be the captain of my own ship. Finally had the opportunity. So after we finished with the Bad Boy tour, we decided, because of, you know, timing and stuff like that, that we weren't going to move forward at this time with any Total stuff. So I said, I'm going to do my Kima stuff. I had been in the studio working on stuff and always wanted to do it and finally have the courage and finally believe in myself enough to do it. So that's where I'm at.
You know, from a personal perspective, my mindset has always been this. You know, with time comes growth, and with growth comes independence. And
right.
The thing is, when you're working together as a group, you're dealing with different individuals and different thought process. And I think it's wonderful when you can still have that level of love and respect for one another. But at the same time, as you said, I want to be captain of my own ship. The things that I would like to do and pursue that has my stamp of approval on it. And I'm so proud of you that you've decided to step out on faith and do it. So how does it feel now? You're a solo artist. You're the captain of your own ship.
It feels good. I feel, you know, I feel empowered. You know, I finally, you know, I've proved to myself that, you know, I can do it. You know, I can sing. I do have a voice. And, you know, I can do it. I can stand on my own two feet on this platform as far as the industry is concerned.
What has it meant to you to have such strong and loving support from your family? Because I know your family means so much to you.
Yes, it does. And it means a lot, especially, you know, when, you know, like, and I can only speak for my situation, you know, it's my husband. Like, you know, if it was not for him and all his support and the sacrifices that he is making to help me bring all of this to fruition, I don't know if I could do it. So, you know, I definitely appreciate and love my family. My kids are pushing me to do it, you know, and I think it's because they've been around. They remember when I wasn't doing it. And,
right.
You know, they saw how happy I was when, you know, recently Toto and I, we went out on the tour. We did the Bad Boy reunion tour, and it was like, oh, you just seem so happy. Like, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. So, you know, they support me, and, you know, they love it. They, you know, they like to see me doing what I love to do.
Well, you know what? I have my own idea on certain situations, but I say, you know what? Everyone has their own truth. And I said, when I get mm-hmm. Kima on the show, I want to ask you, the Kima of mm-hmm. today, if you could go mm-hmm. back in time, let's say 15 years, what would the Kima of today tell the Kima 15 years ago? If you could just sit down and have a really strong, thought-provoking conversation with her, what would you tell her?
Don't be so quick to react. You know, not that what you feel is wrong. It's just you have to pick and choose your battles. You can't go toe-to-toe with everybody over everything. And, you know, keep the emotions out of it. You know, that's what I would definitely tell Kima from back then. And believe in yourself. Have a little more confidence, because you can do it. You got what it takes.
Without questioning
what anybody else is, how everybody else is making you feel.
Well, as we've all said, it's all about growth in the journey. I know the Bad Boy tour was highly successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, very successful. I know it had to bring back a lot of fond memories doing the tour, as yeah. far as missing certain people, as far as Craig Mack and also the Notorious B.I.G. So how did that overall experience feel, being able to share the stage with so many people that you pretty much grew up with in the industry under the Bad people?
I mean, it literally was a dream come true, because I remember having a premonition about this Bad Boy tour maybe, I'm going to give it maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I started calling Keisha and Pam, and like, you know, it's not finished. We should start doing shows again. Da 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 da. It felt really good. I mean, everybody got back on that stage. Everybody just greeted each other. Like, it was almost like we didn't miss a beat. Everything just kind of fell right back in. Everybody was the same, and it was always a lot of love, a lot of support amongst our other artists at Bad Boy. So everything kind of just seemed, it really did not seem like all them years had passed. And again, like I said, it empowered me. It just, like, I had told myself, this time I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to let my light shine, and I'm going to step up. You know what I'm saying? I had something to prove, not to nobody else, but to myself, because to me, I disappointed myself once upon a time.
Well, I mean, when you're a part of a group, it can be somewhat challenging when you're being
yeah.
made to feel, sometimes when you're being made to feel that you're not being, I don't want to use the term respected, but not appreciated as far as what you bring to the table
right.
as
right.
an artist. And I mean, it happens. It happens quite a bit where you're being made to feel somewhat, and I'm not saying it's being done intentionally. But it does happen when you're being made to feel you're being overshadowed.
Right. And I honestly, and me and Keisha and Pam, and we talked about this, and they knew how I felt. And back then, but I can honestly say, like you say, with time comes growth, and with growth comes maturity. To me, back thinking about it back then, it was, I get it now from a business standpoint. It's not that, you know, because when you think about it, Total couldn't move on without Kima. Total couldn't move on without Pam. Total couldn't move on without Keisha. So that means, yeah, what I did bring to the situation was very important. You know, a lot of times I wanted to sing more, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was always, oh, your voice don't fit this track. Your voice don't fit this track. I got why, you know, Pam tend to have led more songs, because she does have the most unique. She is the entertainer of us, you know, the most entertaining one of us all. And, you know, I get it. So now going back, I remember when the Bad Boy tour, when we first went to rehearsal, and, you know, they didn't have, you know, because of time restraints, they were cutting everybody's time or whatever. So I have the last verse. So I remember Can't You See, and they were like, we're not doing Kima's verse. And, you know, we all automatically was like, okay, no, we're going to do Kima's verse. I'm not going to be on stage not doing my first. But I remember, you know, not feeling so defeated by it. I just stood up like, no, we need to have my verse. I'm not standing on stage. I'm not, you know, it don't even make no sense for y'all not to have my verse in this song. So I do remember not being feeling so defeated by it, and kind of just like understanding from a business point of view that sometimes there isn't time. I have the last, just not taking it so personal, you know what I'm saying? And letting it fuel the fire instead of discourage me. That's what I've learned.
I'm going to take it a step further. You just said something very interesting, fueling the fire, because a lot of us from an individual standpoint don't understand what it really takes to motivate us, or things that are brewing inside of us to say, I'm screaming inside and say, hey, look, I'm special. I'm unique. I definitely bring something to the table. And after listening to this single over and over again, I think on several eight occasions, saying, wait a minute, Kima's vocals are on point. The production is definitely funktabulous. I said, it's out there. She's doing her thing. What have you learned from the business aspect? Because you're not just Kima, the singer, entertainer. You're also a business person. So what have you taken as far as learning the complete business side of the industry, being an entrepreneur?
That, you know, it definitely, nothing happens overnight. And, you know, I hear a lot of people a lot of times, you know, refer to me as a legend, which I am. And because of that, they think it's, from a business standpoint, it's easy, you know. And like,
right.
I tell everybody, no, it has not been easy for me to rebrand myself outside of Total. You know what I'm saying? In a perfect world, Kima, the business person, did not want to work on a solo project. I rather do the Total project, because that brand is known. And I always suggested to the girl, hey, Total is the brand. You know, we are Kima, Keisha, and Pam. We can do our individual stuff under this brand. So I've learned a lot about, like, you know, branding and just knowing what a brand truly is, and how you should stand by that brand, and when you step out of that brand, you kind of, you know, it's like you're really starting over, and that's really what I'm doing with this project. I mean, although being Kima from Total helps some, it's not helping to the fact where it's opening some of these major doors that people thought would be able to open,
right?
Just because the affiliation.
Without question. I'm glad that you have a complete understanding, because a lot of groups out there, they fail to realize, wait a minute, the mothership is the brand, is the group. It's the same thing I use analogy with New Edition. At the end of the day, Johnny, Ralph, and other members can do solo projects. But at the end of the day, the brand, the bread and butter, is New Edition. And I'm so happy and so pleased that you have finally stepped out and say, you know what, I'm going to do this solo project. Things have changed so dramatically, because I know when you started, collectively when you started, that social media was pretty much null and void. It didn't really exist. You had a few things like MySpace, what's the other one, Blackhead, and now where we're at today with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, I can't keep up with the social media.
But I think it's a beautiful tool for an independent artist too, because you're able to get out there and promote your music internationally, where before you had to get on plane and travel state to state and city to city to promote your music. And now you can do it now via through social media. Had at any time, as someone in the television industry, has anyone ever approached you or the other two ladies as far as doing a quote unquote reality show based on Total?
Yes, like we've been at quite a few times. Pam and I actually did a Totally Kima and Pam pilot. Some of the footage is on YouTube. I actually have shot like a docuseries. Nothing that we've agreed to as a whole, you know. We've asked that all the time. I even get the people, some people, you know, they act like they want to work with you just to get you in to be like, well, hey, what's up with the other girls? And I'm like, you know, like, so, yeah, definitely been asked.
Now, I must ask, you know, we have a tendency to be somewhat greedy. Now, you've provided us with a slice of cheesecake with Love Me Back. When can we expect an EP or a possible album?
Soon. It's not going to be that long, but Love Me Back is definitely, you know, it's growing legs, and I still want to promote this song a little more. I don't feel like it has gotten the buzz that it should. You know, I mean, I want it to, you know, so I think I'm going to work on this song, promote it a few more months, and then drop the EP. We were thinking summertime, but I'm thinking more maybe probably like September, probably the fall.
Okay. Now, I must ask,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, my love.
I'm still, you know, learning this independent thing, and I just, you know, want to make sure I do it right. So I just want to make sure Love Me Back was my setup record, and I just want to make sure it makes the stamp that it's supposed to, so when I do drop my next record, it's kind of like a flow.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's definitely understandable. And I must commend you on the video. The video is done, I mean, it's exceptionally done. Who can be as far as the cinematography was done great, but who came up with the original concept for the video?
Originally, I was working with a partner of mine that was helping me with the Totally Kima docuseries, and we were talking about the treatment for the video, and I originally was going to use Stevie J as the love interest, but our schedules didn't agree. So with me being in D.C. and with me having other responsibilities and other commitments, I actually, you know, have a whole nother career outside of the music industry. I just couldn't really get to the West Coast to get this done. And I wound up talking to a producer here, a director here in D.C. His name is Kirk Frazier. He's May 3rd Films. And his partner, Gabriel Steffens. And I just kind of told him the idea that we were trying to run with. And he took my idea and he elaborated on it. And we came up with the Love Me Back video.
All right. Well, you've done an
exceptional
job.
There's been a lot more stuff. Yeah. We just definitely wanted to do, like, that whole waiting to excel, woman scorn type thing.
Well, can you see yourself doing some acting in the future as far as small screen or possibly big screen?
Definitely. After doing that video, I was like, yeah, I can do this. I definitely can do this. That was the first. That was my first time behind a camera, I think, since the last Total video, whichever video that was. I think it was Sitting Home or something like that.
Well,
so,
I must
you know,
commend
I
you,
definitely
my love.
Thank
no,
you
I was
so
just,
much.
I was just gonna say I commend you because you know what? The camera definitely loves you, and you definitely love the camera.
Thank
without
you so
question.
Much. Thank you so much. My husband always tell me, Kima, it's like riding a bike. You done did all of this before, you know. So just gotta get back on the bike and start pedaling.
There you go. There you go. Without further ado, many listeners, many supporters out there who have tuned in live. So much. We are definitely streaming live. But let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredibly talented Kima, of course, Love Me Back, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. www.totallykima.com. Also on Instagram with the same handle. And Twitter. You can catch up with her on Twitter too. As at twitter.com/totallykima. My queen, it has been a pleasure and a definite honor to have you back here in zone. You know, this is your second home. Whatever you need from us and the teddy bear, please do not hesitate to let me know. Okay?
All right. I'll be sending you that next single as soon as it's ready. Well, it's ready. It's just I have to decide to drop it.
Okay. Hey, it's like grandma's. Hey, it's like grandma's chocolate chip cookies. Even if it's not halfway done, send it over here, my love, and we'll definitely debut it here first.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
No problem. Oh, before I let you go, I got to send out a lot of love and a special shout out to my man, Carlos, brother. Get better. Take care of yourself, man. Got to still have you here.
Yeah, still better. Yeah, he's a little under the weather.
Oh, man.
He doesn't get back better because he's been, he's been definitely keeping everything flowing and going for me. So I appreciate and love him for that.
There you go. Love will conquer all, my love. Much continued success, okay?
All right. You take care.
All right. God bless. The very talented Kima here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, man. Love her to death, man. Much continued success. I love it when you stand out on your own and realize what kind of exceptionally talented person you are. A lot of us do have enough faith and confidence in ourselves, but I'm glad she's realized that she's doing her thing. Remember, family, the new single, Love Me Back, is available. Well, you know, it's that time. I know Teddy Bear got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got some bills to pay. In the meantime, let's leave you with Kim Waters, featuring Zendaya with Fireflies, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music / LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn at LOTL The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chaunce, the Son of Soul, and you listen to the smooth, sultry sound of the Teddy Bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Like you already know, like heart. It's your heart that goes to fire.
I feel
substance on a very therapeutic Thursday afternoon here in the zone with Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, yeah, the cuddly teddy bear here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Kima. Thank you, my friend, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Love Me Back, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal. And of course, if you like the teddy bear, like to live a little bit more adventurous, head on over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates of the zone, stop by, check us out on Twitter at LOTO Radio, also on Instagram at LOTO Radio, The Zone, and Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTO Radio, The Zone. And for rebroadcasts, for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear is always cuddly and very forgiving. Yes, Lord. You can always catch us on Google Play, Spotify. Also, we're on iHeartRadio. Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio right now. On Google Play Music Store, and also on Podbean. That's on lotlzone.podbean.com. Yeah. Well, since I got you here like Linus, oh, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, as his blanket can provide such southern comfort. Let's get into it. The latest from the legendary Chris Jasper, The Love You Give, here in the zone on LOTO Radio.
You're the sunshine in my day, so warm in every way. No one can keep us apart. I really love it when you kiss me. I feel so good when you're with me. You're the key to my heart. I said I'm living for
the love.
Oh, yes, I am, girl. I wanna give you more, so much more than I receive. Here's what I pledge to you. I'm living for
the love that you give to me,
baby. So much more than I receive. Oh yeah, girl. You're the girl of my dreams. You really are my queen. I just want you to know you're everything I need. You make my life complete. Much more precious than gold. I'm living for
the love that you give to me.
Oh, yes, I am, girl. I'm gonna give you more, so much more than I receive. Here's what I pledge to you. I'm living for
the love that you give to me.
The love you give to me, girl. You give to me. I wanna give you more. So much more than I receive. Oh, yes, I do, girl. Words could never express all of the things that I, oh, that I feel for you, girl. The only thing that I can do is to show you.
How could I let my angel get away?
Take it back, the Tony Rich Project. Nobody knows here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, it's that time. I know. It's okay. No need to fear. Mr. Red Extraordinaire will always be here. But in the meantime, I want to send out a very special thank you to all the incredible listeners and supporters out there. Thank you, because without you, there is no teddy bear, and there's definitely no zone. Yes, Lord. But I want to leave you with a little special jewel. Remember, always believe in yourself. Strive for excellence. Never let anyone take away your joy and happiness. You can achieve many great things as long as you believe. Lord have mercy. On that note, we're going to close it with the legendary Whispers. Lord have mercy. It just gets better with time here in the zone. Of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Just wanna tell.